This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Bullywug.
There's a monster in my podcast.
The Bullywug. Another in the long line of orc-level threats. Yeah, orc-likes.
Yeah. Yep. So this is a chaotic evil frogman who just kind of like rolls up and is like, this is mine now. And then you're done.
Yeah. Even though, I mean, they're not that tough or anything. They're just angry and you can't reason with them.
Well, they're racist dragoons.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They do the dragoon thing. That's their big thing, is leaping and leaping, jumping down with a piercing weapon.
Yeah.
And their strange frog god, which, oh, yeah, they're, yeah, the one sentence. The only signs of respect that bullywugs ever bestow are towards their leader and their bizarre frog god. And that gets no explanation.
Nope, that is not expounded upon. Like, they don't provide a reference to, like, to the deities and demigods.
Yeah.
I want to know about this bizarre frog god.
I mean, I'm slotting in Bokrug from Cthulhu Mythos, because mm-hmm. that's a frog god.
Yeah.
But other than that, is he bizarre? I don't know. He's pretty weird. Mm. He's out there.
He's like, he's a wild guy.
He's a wild card. My buddy Bokrug. Oh, man.
You never know what he's going to do next.
Yeah, Bokrug.
Yeah.
What up?
Did you mean to say, like, oh, shit, what up? Is that like a dat boy thing?
No. Even though these guys could dat boy it up. I don't know if that's the connection. But
this is going to come out in like a month. Like, I'm already over dat boy, even though that episode came out like 2 days ago.
Dat boy had a very short shelf life.
It really did.
Which, I mean, that's me. I mean,
that's memes, you know, like
that's memes. Well, specifically, like there are memes with longer legs than dat boy. Though.
Oh, like Me or My Son.
Right. Yeah. That I feel like, or like any Don't Tread on Me thing has longer legs with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll see those things.
Yeah. Well, Don't Tread on Me has lasted for 300 years.
Yeah.
Not 300 years. We haven't celebrated our tricentennial yet. Yes.
What if you're a time traveler from the future, Cole, and that's why you're a man out of time, is because you prepped for living in the century by studying like, oh, there's a bunch of 20th century hollow disks. Go study up. And yeah. You just studied stuff from like the 70s. And that's why you come back and you're like, hey, guys, do you like MASH?
It's better to be safe than sorry. You know what? I never consider my origin story, Gary.
Yeah, I think we figured it out. Update the wiki.
Oh, we have a wiki now.
Yeah, true. You could update it.
Yeah. I like that these guys are explicitly fascist too, but I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I don't know what it means either. It's just for alliteration.
Fascist frogs.
Yeah, I'm fascist frog. It's like an educational film teaching you about World War II. Thank
you. Oh gosh, it's like if Atelier came out in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. There's nothing like. They're also explicitly sexist.
Yeah.
This is the thing where like the ladies don't command respect. And they have no power.
I don't know what that does.
And nothing. It's supposed to be so like it's meant to be these little nuggets of flavor. So when you show up in their village, like you can be like, and then the ladies and young are not being respected. But it's not like if I go to Hobgoblin Village, I'm imagining them being like, hey, look, this is Grudilda. She just wrote a novel. You know, she's doing great. She's getting her hob doctorate. You know,
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.